USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration has decided to grant an emergency use authorization to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for a booster shot for people 65 and older, those at risk for severe disease, and those whose jobs put them at high risk for infection. The approval following the recommendation of an advisory panel that met last week. Before any shots can be administered, though, the Centers for Disease Control must sign off on the recommendation. A CDC advisory committee will meet Thursday to discuss the FDA's decision, with third doses possibly being rolled out by the end of the week. And some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who have gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent days are being released inside the United States, according to immigration officials. The Associated Press reporting that one official has said that thousands of Haitians have been released in the country as border authorities have struggled to contain the surge. Migrants have been sent to El Paso, Laredo, and Tucson, Arizona to be processed by the Border Patrol. The White House had said that they were undertaking a massive effort to send most of those migrants back to Haiti. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Authorities along the U.S.-Mexico border in Del Rio, Texas, are still trying to get a handle on the recent surge of migrants to the area. Up to 15,000 gathered under the Del Rio International Bridge in the last week. Many of them were Haitian migrants, and the administration began flying hundreds back to Haiti earlier this week. Texas Governor Greg Abbott committed hundreds of troopers from the Texas Department of Public Safety to eventually close off that section of the border. Lieutenant Chris Olivares tells Fox News how his department was used in that manner.
We've been talking about this since this crisis started earlier in the year, and nothing has been done by this administration. It's a failure on their part to secure the border, and that's why the state of Texas has stepped in. Governor Abbott has stepped in. He launched Operation Lone Star, which is an initiative deploying state resources to the southern border to secure the border. And with this current situation that took place this past week in Del Rio, we deployed hundreds of troopers to this area, and we were able to contain this area from any other surges that were taking place. And right now we have a situation, we have this area contained.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Federal Reserve indicated that it may slow its efforts to stimulate the economy amid signs of progress in its recovery. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said Wednesday that the body's test for inflation has already been met, while their benchmark for employment is not there yet. The Fed could announce its pullback on stimulus as early as November. Powell also said that the Fed may look at an interest rate hike sometime next year.
Today, the Federal Open Market Committee kept interest rates near zero and maintained our current pace of asset purchases. These measures, along with our strong guidance on interest rates and on our balance sheet, will ensure that monetary policy will continue to support the economy until the recovery is complete. If progress continues broadly as expected, the committee judges that a moderation in the pace of asset purchases may soon be warranted. We also discussed the appropriate pace of tapering asset purchases once economic conditions satisfy the criterion laid out in the committee's guidance. While no decisions were made, participants generally view that, so long as the recovery remains on track, a gradual tapering process that concludes around the middle of next year is likely to be appropriate. We continue to expect that it will be appropriate to maintain the current 0 to 1/4% target range for the federal funds rate until labor market conditions have reached levels consistent with the committee's assessment of maximum employment, and inflation has risen to 2% and is on track to moderately exceed 2% for some time.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.